Now, first and foremost, in verses 3 and 10, we see the taunts of unbelievers. The psalmist is dealing with the taunts of unbelievers. Where is your God? Now, I feel this often. I don't know about you, if you have friends or relatives that aren't believers. You see it in the media. You see it in entertainment. Just the taunts of unbelievers against us Christians. But it's not so much in the psalmist's time about the existence of God. They're not challenging God's existence. They're challenging the abandonment of God. That carries a whole different weight to it. Here's the psalmist writing, I had God at one point in other psalms, and now where is God? They're challenging whether or not he was abandoned. How many times have we heard someone say, where was God when fill in the blank? It's not so much that the psalmist agrees with the taunts, but he feels it. He hurts. He feels alone. In 10, it's as bad as his bones are breaking. And it reminds me of the rhyme growing up. Sticks and stones won't break my bones, but words will never hurt me. It was different for him. It hurt. Because he didn't know what to say back to him. The second thing, besides the taunts of unbelievers, if that's not enough, is the memories of better days. In verses 4 and 6, he's remembering God. 4 specifically, excuse me, he's remembering how he would go to the house of God with other believers. He doesn't have that blessing anymore. He doesn't have that chance anymore to be in God's house with other believers worshiping God. And I challenge whether or not we take it for granted. You know, we prayed for the churches today in persecuted countries. They understand this. I'm sure they pray through it. I'm sure they feel it. And when I was studying all this, I had to question myself. Do I come here because it's my job? Do I come here out of force? Or do I long to be in the presence of God? Do I pour out my soul to be with my fellow believers before God's throne? I had to ask myself, do I come just to check off I taught a Sunday school lesson? I did my Wednesday night youth group? Or am I moved to tears when I don't have the opportunity to come into God's house? Are we longing God? When the doors are open, are we here day and night over otherworldly things? Which really, if you think about it, don't force us to not be here like it would in a persecuted church, but they just tempt us, or they seem to be a higher priority. Are we like the psalmist? Does it challenge us how we think and how we perceive our church? He was moved because he was cut off from this means of grace. For us, like the sacraments. Matthew Henry said that sometimes God teaches us effectually to know the worth of mercies by want of them. And God whets our appetite for the means of grace by cutting us short of those means. The psalmist was cut short of the means of grace, being together with other believers. We're at a time in our lives, in our country, where we can come together and sit together and dwell in the means of grace. Thirdly, in Psalm 42:7, we see the psalmist dealing with overwhelming trials. Again, taunts of unbelievers, if that's not enough, the memories of better days because he's forced to not be able to be there anymore. And on top of that, he has overwhelming trials that he explains it as an ocean, as waves. Deep calls into deep. All your breakers, your waves, your billows have gone over me. We can really see the ship illustration in this one. We can see the waves hit him. And we can understand, I can understand, as the waves of the storm begin to beat against us. You know, in our lives, something happens, and we think it's not that bad. We'll get by, but then something else hits us. And you feel like it's just one after another after another after another of trials, and you begin to wonder, why are they all happening at once? Will it ever end? I think the one I can most understand, and I think is most understood, is financial strains. The car breaks, money goes out there. Something in the house breaks right after that. Okay, we were okay with just the car breaking. Now we got to put out a little more money there. Someone gets sick, hospital bill, unexpected. Okay. And then bam, another one hits you, job loss. You can keep adding links to the chain, death in the family, divorce in the family. And you begin to feel overwhelmed. You begin to feel lost at sea. The psalmist was overwhelmed. We can get overwhelmed. But where does our anchor reside? Is our perception challenged of how we view the storm, of how we view the waves? Even as we get lost in such things as taunts, memories, trials, we have to remind ourselves, where is our anchor?